It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us on a lovely Monday, and what a great way to start out the week, but by talking to Melissa Hudson. She's the coordinator at Pites Cancer Support House. Melissa, we haven't talked in a long time. It's so good to see you. We got a lot to catch up on. What is new at Pites?
A little bit of everything. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'd love to get everyone started for the new year.
Absolutely.
Knowing what's going on at the Pites Cancer Support House. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have a lot of support, personalized support, as well as support groups and educational speakers who come to visit the house as well. This Friday, which is the third Friday of every month at noon, we have a caregivers luncheon, which is very well attended. Women, men who are caregivers, children, mothers, fathers who are caregivers, spouses, anyone's welcome who's in the caregiver role of, you know, caring for their loved one going through treatments. It's hard.
It is difficult. So. You and I've talked, you know, many times over the years. One of the big things about the caregivers is, and for women, we just talked about this before we went on the air. Everything's fine. I'm fine. He's fine. Everything's fine. When inside there's this storm raging.
That's right.
And so to have even an hour of just some time with other people that are going through what you're going through is amazing. And the fact that you guys can offer that every third Friday is wonderful. Just a moment of breath.
Yes, yes. And you get so much information and tools from another person just by visiting.
Absolutely.
So we really keep everything very home-like, laid back at the house.
I love the atmosphere.
So people are comfortable talking with each other. We also have monthly, twice a month, Facing Cancer Luncheon. Anyone and their loved ones can come in. They're going through treatments. They've just been diagnosed. Just to wrap their heads around it that much more and get them through going through this journey. That's at noon as well. There's Lunch and Learn for Essential Oils this month, Everyone Wants to Know, and that's January 28th at noon with Megan Clayton.
Oh, that's marvelous. I love Megan, and she does know about her essential oils. They are very, very helpful in the relaxation techniques.
I love them.
Just amazing what you can do with that.
Yes. And then Miss Alicia Shantowski, she is taking on the program How to Thrive. You know, she's a survivor, and she knows all about thriving during her treatments, and she's very, very bubbly and uplifting, and she just wants to give this to other people, her knowledge of how she thrives. Mm-hmm. So she will be at the house the fourth Thursday of every month at 3 o'clock.
That's wonderful. It's so good to hear it from someone who's actually walked the walk, talked the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And we will be having a grief support. We have ostomy support. Just a little bit of everything the house. We're trying to cover all bases. You know, anytime someone mentions to me, hey, I need support or I need this information, I'll do my research. I'll put it together for our community. So that's what I've done with the grief support, and that'd be through Chaplain Randy Ludwig.
Oh, Randy Ludwig is so amazing.
Just, he is.
Just a beautiful soul. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I had someone tell me the other day, I was at a place having dinner, and somebody walked up to me and I asked about how their husband was doing. He has been battling cancer. And this woman said to me, I don't know what I would have done without Melissa Hudson. I said, oh, is that right? And she said, yes. She said, what an amazing place Pites is, and how when she walked in there, she was so frightened, and the knowledge, you put together a whole packet of information. You said, just be calm. Let me put this together for you. And she said, without that, she probably would have lost her mind. just letting you know that. And I said, can I tell her? And she said, no, don't tell her who, but I'm just going to say you probably can probably figure it out on your own. But just know that the service you provide is not just the Pites Cancer Support House. It's you.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's always, always good to hear things like this.
It is.
And that's what we're there for. That and to hear feedback like that, it just makes my heart just so joyful, because that's what we're here for, the support. You know, people can come there and they are so scared. They are in the middle of almost losing it. They're trying to hold it together. I know each stage of grief that they're going through when they're walking through the door, and we're there to help them to overcome that. Mm-hmm. And so thank you so much for sharing, because
but
that's what the community knows.
You do it with joy.
I do.
And that is what is so amazing about the Pites Cancer Support House. Jan and Peter put this together for a reason.
That's right.
And you running it, by the way, you're fabulous. You're amazing at what you do. I don't know how you do it every day, but I've been there. I know the people that you've helped. I mean, whether you need a scarf, some cream for your chemo burns, some information as to what kind of cancer you have, all of this is provided at Pites Cancer Support House. A cup of tea and just sitting and talking to somebody who's holding your hand and saying, we're going to get through this, it's worth millions.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I was racing over here because I was with a gentleman and their sibling, and they're traveling from far away. And I said, I can't keep getting the transportation. You know, they need to do something else. What do you have available, or what help can you get us?
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to make some phone calls together and get the transportation that they need from over an hour and a half away, that they're coming, you know, every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that. And they were so grateful, because that put it to ease, the financial resources. You know, I let them know of a couple of phone numbers that they could call, you know, copay assistance, financial burdens on your utilities. I mean,
mm-hmm.
cancer is expensive. So not only the grief part of it, but the financial part
of it. It takes over your
transportation.
Life.
Exactly.
It does.
It does.
It takes over your life. And all of a sudden, it's all you can think about. So all these other little things start falling by the wayside. And pretty soon you're getting a shutoff notice, because it's been 3 months since you paid that bill.
Right.
And now you're what do I do? So right. The first thing I tell anybody when they say, oh, so-and-so's been diagnosed with cancer, the first thing I say is, do you know about Pites Cancer Support House? Have you contacted them yet? Because if you haven't, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot thank you enough for that. That's what everyone in our community should know,
mm-hmm.
is we are the first line of support. We are the first line of information. We are the first ones to help a person wrap their heads around their diagnosis, what they're facing, what their treatment options are, what questions to ask the doctor, you know, what to eat, what to stay away from, what the list goes on and on, but we are that for them. And we are so blessed in our community to be able to provide that for a person and their loved ones. So please, please follow Kim's example, and you yourself can come and get that information for them if they just won't come in, or you can bring them by yourself. Whatever it takes to get them the information, not WebMD, not something that's going to scare them to death, stay off the internet.
Good point.
We have reliable information.
Yes. And this is your first line of warriors. These are the people that are going to stand next to you, stand with you, stand behind you, and help you walk through that journey. And
that's
when
right.
I say that, I know it from experience. I know it because I've lived it, and you guys are amazing at everything you do. All your volunteers are just amazing. Everybody I've ever worked with over there has been just tremendous. I can't say enough. Tell them where you're located. Give them the phone number, because it's an easy one to remember.
We're right across the street from the hospital, Klein Emergency Entrance, and it's 870-508-CARE, 2273. And I also want to mention the women who are going through treatments or have just finished or who have not attended our women's retreat. It is coming up, so please, please have them register. Please have them take advantage of this amazing event to help them to renew, rejuvenate themselves, just to get away from it all.
You guys have such a wonderful retreat every year, and it can include makeup tips or a fun craft, a glass of wine and just talking.
Rest.
Sitting
by the
relaxation.
River.
Relaxation.
It is at Gaston's.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Thank you, Clint Gaston, for that.
Yes, and it's March 27th through the 29th, but it will fill up fast.
It we does. Have and you
only
do have scholarships.
Ladies, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you have a loved one or you yourself going through treatments or you have not experienced this, please join us. Please give me a call at 870-508-CARE 2273.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank
Come
you.
Come back and see us soon.
Yes.
It's been too long.
It has.
All right.
Thank you.
That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.